Australia's racing heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
It's time for the Country Racing Show with the one and the only Maggie Payne. Hello to you, Maggie.
G'day, Gareth. How are you going?
I am very well. We'll have a chat about what's been happening in Country Racing Victoria in just a moment. We're about to spin a yarn with Christopher Davis, who is in for a big day, hopefully, there on Saturday. Now, Maggie, before that, we've got our trivia question. So the first person to text in with the correct answer on 0416 905052 will get a $50 Country Racing Victoria voucher. Is that right?
That's right. And you can put it towards whatever you want, whether it's get a group of mates with general admission tickets or put it towards a marquee or an umbrella.
What would you do with it, Maggie?
I'm always a big fan of the market umbrellas sitting out on the lawn on the home straight with a few friends, and they're pretty affordable and, you know, get the drinks package, of course, and a few nibblies and just sit out on the lawn. It's beautiful summer weather.
Is that for every racetrack?
Most, yeah, they've got those market umbrellas, or you can go the mini marquee option. But I'm like to be looked after when I go to the races.
You do, don't you? They tell me you've got a surprise birthday party on Saturday, but you don't know where you're going.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried actually. I wouldn't be too disappointed if I ended up at Wangaratta or Flemington. So we'll see. Just as long as there's a TV to watch the races, that's all I care about.
We'll see how well your friends know you. We've got a special guest on the line because Christopher Davis will play a big part at Wangaratta on Saturday, of course. Looking forward to that meeting. And we've got the Country Miles series. Just Stella has accepted from an inside gate. And hopefully that Just Stella can book her place into the All-Star Mile feature country. What do you think? The Country Mile there on All-Star Mile Day.
That's right, the $250,000 final on All-Star Mile Day. So this is the last heat of the series, so they'll be hotly contested, and, yeah, looking forward to Just Stella going around there.
And Christopher Davis joins us now. Hello, Christopher.
Hello there.
You're looking forward to Saturday, especially Just Stella. You happy with Gate 1?
Yeah, Gate 1's really good over the mile. We come out of the chute. The track won't be galloped on very much on the inside for the first three quarters of the race, so inside won't hurt.
Now, Christopher, not only is it your home cup day, she's been such a special mare to your stable, obviously winning last week on Friday night at the Valley and coming always so close to the start before that. What does she mean to your stable? And I guess just to have her in such terrific form must be great for you and your family.
She's been a fantastic horse for our stables, and I still again thank Russell Osborne for sending her to me when she was a two-year-old. Very difficult horse to handle, and Russell said that he would relinquish her to me, which was very good of him. So we've, you know, pushed on and kept her going. She's fairly tough and very stallionish sort of a mare. So she's very bullish.
Okay. Is she getting better around the stables, or that's just her there, Chris?
I've had her for 82 race starts, and she's as tough now today as what she was as a two-year-old. She bites and kicks and, you know, she attacks anything that gets in front of her. But she loves horses. She loves racing. She loves her track work. But we just handle her really gentle, you know. And if you're gentle with her, she's good.
And you mentioned the amount of starts she's had. She's won the last three of her last five starts. So she's still in such great form. And Froggy Newitt jumps back on board. So you must be confident on the quick backup, but going into Saturday's race.
We're very confident to have a few parameters in our favour with the Barrier 1, the mile that she's going, travelling good at the moment. It's a tough race, being a benchmark 70. We've got some, you know, well-credentialed horses against us, so it's not going to be that easy. Even home track advantage is, you know, that's great too. She's won five races here at Wangaratta for us, so she's probably the town's favourite here at Wangaratta.
What's been the secret, Chris, to keep her up like you have? And she's an eight-year-old mare, but she's probably right now in career best form.
Well, we're just doing everything right with her. She's a very sound horse, beautiful in the wind. You know, we don't have to put any special gear on her. Legs are good. We don't overdo it at the track. You know, she just pops around, does her track work, and she's like riding a Mercedes-Benz, actually. Track work riders love her. We use the Wangaratta pool here. It's a 50-metre straight pool. She gets a couple of swims a week and light work on the treadmill, a little bit of track work, and plenty of walking on the walker.
and you're based there at Wangaratta, Home Cup Day. You've got a relatively small stable, but it's a real family business, isn't it? And you've recently got newish stable, so it's a great place to train out of Wangaratta.
Yes, we have. The Wangaratta Turf Club built these stables for me 2 years ago, and they're magnificent. They're the Queensland sort of style. The horses look out both sides of the barn, and they can see daylight and fresh air every breath that they take. So kudos to the Wangaratta Turf Club. Part of it's also Wangaratta's going forward. We have here at our track a fibre sand track that is absolutely magnificent for the horses working on it, and a credit to the race club for that.
Can you cause the upset in the cut with Koala Bull?
Oh, well, Koala's been doing 2,000 metres over his last four or five starts. Yeah, he's a 36 rater. He's a superstar, but he's the soundest horse I've ever trained. You know, so, you know, hopefully he's got no issues and he'll give the top raters a bit of a run for their money.
And like you mentioned, Chris, you've had a few horses like that. Bryconi comes to mind. They become pets almost, don't they, for you and your family? And I know they're all heavily involved.
Bryconi was always destined to be retired to our daughter Ruby. My wife Kirsty, you know, had so many offers to take him off our hands, but he's another sound horse to come out of our stables. And you know, much loved. He's at home in the house paddock. We've got a farm at Violetown, and Ruby, you know, looks after him every single day. I've actually never ridden Bryconi, but, you know, I've ridden most of the others. But so Ruby's looking after him. She hasn't gone to pony club on him yet. You know, he's a racehorse and she's 12 years old. So, you know, we make sure that everybody's safe here. And it goes with the horses. And another one we had was old Rory Mack. He had 12 wins for us out of this stable. And we had him. He had nearly 70 race starts as well. So he retired to our farm as well.
You got some nice chances there at Wangaratta on Saturday. What would be the standout?
Oh, the standout's obviously just Stella.
Yep.
We've got a lot of faith in Villionaire in race six.
Yep.
We've got Lockie Nandorf on board. I like the Redontes over 1,200 metres, and Villionaire's won a couple of times over that, so you know, he'll give it his best shot. He ran second in the rapid racing at Flemington, you know, a month ago, so you know, he's up there with the good ones. Another one that I like is Benefique. He's another Redonte in race one. He had a good race. He's still learning his trade. He had a good race at Swan Hill last week and, you know, still green. But I think we could be in a place with him on Saturday.
And what's the excitement like before Wangaratta Cup Day?
Oh, well, there's lots of activities going on here. The race club are, you know, doing double time to get everything ready. The trainers all like to support their local club, you know, the local trainers. So, you know, if we've got enough horses, we try and fill the fields.
All right, mate. We wish you the best of luck on Saturday, especially with Koala Bull and the Cup and Just Stella in that Country Mile series. Good luck.
All good. Thank you very much, Matty and Gareth.
There's Christopher Davis there, based at Wangaratta. A big day for local stables, and we keep on mentioning it, especially with the Country Cup circuit there last year, Maggie, that the local trainers usually fire on their cup day.
Oh, they do. You've only, like Christopher just said, they try and fill the form guide. You know, the ledgers are there. We've got Andrew Dale, who's only recently, you know, in the last 18 months, when Chris talked about those stables, the Wangaratta Turf Club basically built these stables adjacent. Andrew Dale, he made the move over from Albury. So he's been a great addition to Wangaratta as well, and he's got a few runners on cup day. So I know I say it time and time again, but follow the locals.
Yep. Now, we've got to get an answer for this question. A $50 Country Racing Victoria voucher to give away. The question is, and it's the first one to text in the right answer to this number, 0416 905052, 0416 905052. Horsham jockey Dean Yandel has won 8 Country Victorian jockey premierships. Who is his partner? And I'll give a bit of a clue. It's a fellow jockey. So who is Dean Yandel's partner who's a fellow jockey? The first one with the correct answer, text message 0416905052 will win a Country Racing Victoria $50 voucher. This is Gareth Hall, Maggie Payne for the Country Racing Show here on RSN Central at 6 minutes past 12. Now, the Country Mile Series continues, of course, at Wangaratta on Saturday, but also tonight at Pakenham, Maggie.
Yeah, it does. That's the seventh race on the card at Pakenham tonight, and they're all hotly contested, but Wendy Kelly's got the favourite in Jude Star at 340 down the bottom of the card at number 12. But I like Irish Playboy, a bit of odds, $8 okay. for Henry Dwyer. I think it's a consistent horse and would like a little spin around Pakenham tonight. So I'm going to stick with it, Irish Playboy at Pakenham tonight.
All right, then you can get $8 for the Playboy, Irish Playboy. And, of course, if you qualify for the big country mile final on All-Star Mile Day, you're racing for $250,000.
Yeah, not only that, these heats were $75,000. So yeah. Lots of prize money on offer for country connections and trainers. So lots to look forward to. I know we're building up to an All-Star Mile Day and it's going to be a ripping race card that day.
I think the best part about this series so far that 9 horses have qualified from 8 different barns.
Yeah, and that's good. And you see the smaller trainers that have qualified their horses. So it's exciting. Maddie Williams is lucky enough to have 2 in there. But like you said, 8 different trainers represented already.
Will there be a crowd at Wangaratta on Sunday or Saturday, I should say?
Yeah, so at the moment, these Tier 3 events, which they're classified in Country Victoria, dropped to 300. But we're expecting that to lift tomorrow. So if that does go ahead and the Premier announces it as expected tomorrow, they will have up to about 900 on course, so 1,000 people. So that's great for Wangaratta, and it's good for them to be able to get back and support their local community.
So what's happening this weekend?
Well, lots happen. Like I said, Saturday it's Wangaratta Cup Day with the feature worth $100,000, so yep. hotly contested. And it's shaping up to be a nice little field. You mentioned Koala Bull, but I think Saracen Knight for Hickmott team, it'll be hard to beat. Anthony Darnaman takes a ride. He's got 1 ride over the weekend, so and that's it in the Wangaratta Cup. But we also go to the picnic races on Saturday. Alexandra Rock, the races race day. Sunday, we've got another feature country cup with the Birragurra Cup at Colac, and then finish it with Ballarat on Sunday.
Look forward to seeing what happens next week with your party at 12 o'clock and where you go to. I think Flemington might be the short price favourite at the moment.
Yeah, I would settle for Guineas Day.
Yeah, because if you wanted to go to Wangaratta, you'd probably nearly have to start at 10 o'clock, I would imagine, to organise the bus. But behave yourself, Maggie, and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, Gareth.
In fact, before you go, we need the winner of this competition. I wonder who came through here. Here we go. Unbelievable. I must have been looking at the wrong screen. We've got about 50 text messages that have come through, and the winner, you got to put your name to it. It's difficult.
They've just got to want to get in so quick they forget to put the name to it.
So do you ring them, Maggie?
I'll give the person who's first a call. So congratulations to whoever you are, and expect a call from me in the next 20 minutes.
It's on that screen there. Okay. So thank you for participating in the trivia, and sensational stuff, Maggie. So well done to the – it was Pulse too, Christina Pulse.
Christine Pulse, who's been Pulse, very good. Yes. And Dean Yendel's been – obviously, he's back up the top of the country board. So
and she's a star, Christine.
Like, she is a star. She's dominating. She just took out a country cup not that long ago. Yep. So they do a great job.
Good work, Maggie. Thanks for that.